Water that has a suffix that possible because a malacha was done, or maybe it wasn't done, or maybe it has a shear, does not have a shear. This suffix is talking about after you wash the hands. There's no way of checking how much you put on. Beforehand, it's not considered a suffix because you have water in front of you, check it out. If you don't want to bother checking it out, not enough. Suffix in the place skin, that's considered a suffix. The suffix if the water was tummy atar, or suffix not of the other balav. If he has a suffix of Bichla, wash his hands, and he tar. Chol suffix tar, the Yadayim tar. That's a general rule that any type of sekas and halachas of the Tiyas Yadayim, then we pass them as tar. Ish Nishomash, Al Kog Zoyt, and Yish Mai Machem, Yitzel Yol, Yitzel 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 Yitzel. If you have more water, or can find more water, then wash your hands again. Because why rely on a suffix if you could make a vada in the tila? The person also has a suffix if he touched something that requires him to make another tila. So I'm also going to say that he doesn't have to do it. Ramah says, "Misha loy tell yod v'nogam v'mayim loy nisulo yisamayim l'tila v'lamikim mayim t'meir." Somebody touched water that was set aside for the tila yisamayim doesn't become tama. Whereas there's a chiddush over here that. That which water becomes tummy from the Tiyas Yadayim, the Chazal made that Gzeira only from the Tiyas Yadayim itself. But if you put your hands, you touch the water before and not the Shas and the Tila, that does not affect the water. Avol, also, the other thing in mind should not be able to clap. Somebody has washed his hands, then you're not allowed to do that. Number one, they became tummy, the Shas and the Tila. Number two, it's not that they're maloch, considered that they were used to wash their hands to the post. Sifu face a shelig, vabor, vakor, vagli, snow and frozen water, a melech, salt, which is talking about a salt that's made from water. If they were in risk, if they were crushed and they turned into water, then you could use them for the tears of dying. If they have the right shear, you could dunk your hands in them. The salt cannot be used for the tila because it's not drinkable. First opinion holds that the tears of dying has to be dafka with water. Before we say that, as far as using the shelig, so lachatilu, we said you should not use shell until it melts. If the shasat rak, then if there's a large amount of snow on the ground, that would be equivalent of the size of the mikvah, then you can dunk your hands into that. This first opinion holds that you have to use dafka water. Yeshem and Shayan kosher on the Tiyas Yadayim. Another opinion holds that wine and any other type of fruit juices are kosher on the Tiyas Yadayim. They know for tough of mind, the women for tough of mind, whether you put water in it or not. Ashok the last thing like a pig, the lay shalaya, can the zals of the kosher just out of the evil. And that's why not to use wine. The Ramah brings the Yeshayim and Dafka Yain Lovin, Abel Odom Loi. Those that say wine, if you want to make it kosher, it has to be white wine, so it has the color of water. The other ones hold, no, that since that's its natural color to be red, then it's kosher from the Tzilas Yadayim. And the Chav finishes with a third opinion, Yeshayim and Shukome Peres Yerim and Tzilas Yadayim, Shas Atrach. This has been held only fruit juices are permitted. Wine is not, because mayfairs are considered like some type of water. But wine is considered a completely different mashka. Mishnah Berurah passes the maisa. That's where the paskin, not to use wine, but one can use other fruit juices. Also can deliver it to the other b'shatat chai, b'shefo, meitvash, or b'sham, dekor, may. Surely b'shatat chai, one can use beer or some honey drink, which is primarily made out of water.